This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Rebel forces are closing in on the capital of Liberia, Monrovia. We're receiving reports now that a key bridge to the city has been wrested from control of President Charles Taylor's army. Rebel soldiers of the Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy are apparently just 3 miles from the city, inciting panic throughout the area. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Monrovia. Jason, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
What are you able
to
see?
No problem.
What are you able to see now?
Well, at the moment, government troops are retreating fairly rapidly from the west of the city, where they went out to attempt to stop the rebel forces coming into the city on that side. And along with them is coming a stream, at times a stampede of residents carrying their belongings on their heads, carrying bedrolls. As I look down the hill towards the port in Monrovia, it's just a steady stream of people moving up the hill, carrying with them their belongings.
And they're going to a place they believe to be safer? Where would that place be?
Most people don't know where they're going, and most people express frustration that they are being moved around. The man in front of me right now is just putting his hands up, saying, I don't know. Mortar fire has rocked the edges of Monrovia. Mm-hmm. People are simply moving away from where the current fighting is.
And Jason, what about Charles Taylor's army or President Taylor himself?
President Taylor is still in Monrovia. His government officials say that they plan to try to stop this assault by the rebels. President Taylor has said he will step down as soon as international peacekeepers come. He's actually said a week after they come. But those peacekeepers still haven't come. They haven't come from the Economic Community of West African States, which has pledged them, and they haven't come from the United States, which has considered sending them, but has not yet made a decision on whether or not to send them.
And Jason, what would you know about the strategic intentions, at any rate, of the rebels, the LURD, as they're called, Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy?
A rebel representative by phone said that they don't intend to take Monrovia at the moment, that they were simply grabbing territory ahead of the possible arrival of international peacekeepers and trying to sort of grab more territory so that when time does come to sort of sit down at peace talks and decide who's controlling what, they would have more territory. That's what mm-hmm. they say they're doing. But the residents here certainly don't think that's the case, and they're moving away from the front line as quickly as possible, mainly on foot. Some people in piling into taxis, pickup trucks, people with wheelbarrows, any means that they can. They're moving away from that western front.
Jason, what's the ferment we hear behind you?
You're hearing people moving, refugees moving past me, away from the fighting. There's been a couple of mortar rounds that you might have heard in the background just then. Mm-hmm. They're still quite a ways in the distance. I'd say they're probably about 3 or 4 miles away from here. But what you're hearing is sort of the mass of humanity once again on the move here in Liberia. Most of these people have already been displaced. Hundreds of thousands of people fled into Monrovia to escape the fighting that was happening out in the countryside, and they've been moved twice already in the past 2 months, and now once again, and it looks like almost the entire city is on the move.
And NPR's Jason Beaubien speaking from Monrovia. Thank you.
You're welcome.